Sorry to begin Mass a few minutes late, but I made a promise to some of my parishioners, past parishioners who are now homebound, that I would record my homily because they are in a nursing facility, so they're not able to go to Mass. I hope my recorder is not going to die on me, but we'll see. So today, all of the gospel reading, as well as all the readings today, talked about what it means to be home, huh? Jesus came and incarnate, became one of us, to dwell among us and made his home with us. He lived like us in all things but sin. Why? Because he loved us. Of course, every time we talk at Christian, we know that God loves us. But what did that mean? My brothers and sisters, if we truly reflect upon the love of God and how much he really loves us, it boggles our mind. And in no freaking way would we ever make a decision that God had made to dwell among us and to make his home with us, unless someone who is so radically in love with us that he wants to pursue and to save us. So Christianity teaches us that we matter in the eyes of God. In the ever-expanding universe of 33 billion galaxies, this one tiny spot matters. Did that boggle your mind? 33 billion galaxies, and we're in the Milky Way galaxy, and less than a speck. We matter to God, and God chose to become one of us, to live like us in all things but sin, so that he can show us what it means to be loved. Therefore, today, kickstart what we would call the culmination of salvation history. We understood deep within our own self what it means to be redeemed by God, to be forgiven by God, to be loved by God. Do you really understand what it means to be loved by God? I think that's a hard thing for us to comprehend. How can God love me when I at times don't even love myself? How can God love me when there are times that I don't even like my neighbor? How can God love me when there are times that I have rejected him? My brothers and sisters, God's love for us is unconditional, and that love hath forgiven us and hath redeemed us. What kind of caused me to preach today about God's love and forgiveness is because one of my former college students told me, "Father, you need to watch this new movie called The Unforgivable by Sandra Bullock on Netflix." So I watch it. I'm not going to spoil the plot for you, so you can actually watch that. But it's sad, because we as a society talk much about compassion and mercy, but we really have not been merciful and compassionate at all, especially to those who have made mistakes in the past, especially those whom we have deemed at, "Oh no, don't ever associate with them. Push them out. They can never be forgiven. They can never change." So therefore, cast them into the darkness of this society and never integrate them back, because they're not worthy of our love. Right next to Vandenberg Space Force Base, my brothers and sisters, is a prison. And like many of us who are able to be home, or some of our security force people out there who cannot go home because they're on duty, there are people who are actually close to us that can never see their family because they are locked in right now. So what does it mean to be home? So home is no longer a place to return to, but where they feel that they belong. And God had humbled me a lot in my own past history for me to truly learn how to love those who are often deemed as unforgivable by society. When I was a pastor of three parish in the Wichita Falls area, one of my parish, Christ the King, within this parish boundary, we have a high security prison, the All Red Unit. And as the pastor of that parish, I would go once a week to celebrate Mass to the inmates. And of course, before we get allowed to go and visit the inmates of a high security prison, we were trained so that we don't get stabbed. Because it's one of those prisons where they say there will be no hostages taken. And they told us very clearly, don't wear white. You're going to get shot. Or like if you cross this line, you're going to get shot. So we were taught what to do not to get hurt, right? So I come out every Friday to do Mass for them. And one day, a group of the Catholic inmates call me, Father, Father, come over here. We have something for you. So if you remember, when we are training, they said, when they call you to come over there, you're going to get shanked, or you're going to get stabbed, or something bad going to happen. But yet, when I came over there, they said, Father, we have a Christmas gift for you. And they actually presented this to me, and I actually frame it. They drawn it by hand, by pencil. So this is what technically consider as a contraband. But they did that, and they said, Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for visiting us. And it said, I was in prison, and you visited me, Matthew 25:40. I almost broke down and I cried. Because my brothers and sisters, this is who we are as Christians. To love the unforgivable, that God has first loved us. In a day and age where politics try to divide us, and a lot of things are turning us against one another, and we do not think that our neighbor is lovable, or we cannot love ourselves at times, we have to remember that God sees all of that. He sees all of that, and yet he chose to become one of us so that he calls us back to himself so that we can have this new life of grace in him. What does this mean to be loved by God? That's it, the question I would like to ask you today. My brothers and sisters, Christmas is not like what Mariah Carey sing, because I'm sick of that song every time I turn on the radio. All I want for Christmas is you. Or like the Christmas is not about spending time with family. Well, that's important, but it's also important for us to really understand why do we celebrate Christmas? That Christ became one of us to live like us in all things but sin, because he loved us. So Christmas is the day that we have chosen to put Christ at the center of our life in a very intentional way. I feel very weird at an active duty chaplain whenever I go around. People kind of look at me and go like, what should I tell him? Happy holidays or Merry Christmas? I said, say Merry Christmas. I'm fine with Merry Christmas. And remember, us as Catholics do not stop saying Merry Christmas tomorrow. We have the whole season of Christmas to celebrate. Christmas is the day that reminds us that Christ became one of us to love us in all of our brokenness and to say that we are worth saving, we are worth loving, we are worth everything. My brothers and sisters, it's sad for me to say that why did the church chose December 25th at Christmas? We don't know when Christ was born in reality. We don't know the exact date. But the church chose December 25th to Christianize what the pagans were doing in order they were like celebrating their own pagan feasts and stuff with debauchery and all the wrong things. So the Christian church Christianized it by putting Christ the center of those celebrations. But yet, nowadays, it seems like we're doing the reverse. We're secularizing what the church have Christianized. And we make Christmas only something about the materialistic things. And we no longer have Christ at the center of our lives. If you don't believe me, well, what our society is doing with the secularization of Christ center holy days, is that 2 days from now, if you go to Walmart or all of the department stores, they're going to get ready for New Year or they're going to get ready for Valentine's Day. Right? So it's all about selling stuff. It no longer having a purpose or an understanding why we celebrate these things. So I'm asking you, my brothers and sisters, to Christianize our society again by bringing Christ back with your whole life, with who you are, with your vocation as sons and daughters of God. Don't be afraid to live your faith. I'm not asking you to go to the corner of Lompoc or Santa Maria and hold a sign because you will get shot. And that'll be stupid. Don't do that, okay? But I'm asking you to not be afraid and don't be ashamed of being who you are. Be proud of your faith in knowing that I know that I'm not perfect. I still have my brokenness, but God loves me. And I want to share with you why he loves me. And I want to grow into the person whom he wants me to be. So I'll end my homily today by asking you this. Where is home for you? For me, as a Catholic priest, this is home. I'm far away from Texas, right? From my own home. But for me, this is home. Because within the church, I found home. My own family, is my family perfect? No, y'all, it's not. It's messed up, right? But this is home. Because even though we have people who are imperfect, I always found consolation in the church, especially at times when I needed it. Christ is here. This is why I'm home. Christ is here. This is why I want to be home. Christ is here. This is why I will never leave home. Christ is here. This is why when I'm lost, I will always return back home. Because only in Christ do I, and hopefully you too, we can find our rest. Because in him, we belong.